Welcome. It's another Experience Marshalltown show. Val Ruff hosting, of course, our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. Welcome, Valerie.
Thank you. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Another, well, it's a little bit hazy today.
It is a little hazy.
Temperature-wise, it's not bad.
Not too bad, yeah.
Because in Iowa, that's what we talk about is the weather.
Well, you never know. It can change just like that.
It does. So today on Experience Marshalltown, we have two guests with us this morning. We have Barb Hegstrand and Jeff Mitchell, and they are the owners and developers of the Kibbe Building and the Marshalltown's newest attraction, the Gallery Garden. So welcome in this morning. Glad to have you both here.
Hi, Val.
Hi. So let's go ahead and get started. And I know we're going to talk. I know we have a lot of great information to share with the listeners this morning. So the first thing, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about that, the Kibbe Building, and share with the listeners kind of how you took that project on and how you went through the revitalization and the upper level housing and just all the fabulous work that you've done on that beautiful property.
Well, I hope people are aware of where the Kibbe Building is. It's just so unique. It's the only downtown building of its kind. It has a rose-colored limestone front, or maybe it's sandstone front, and it's crossing the Tullicorn. And it has always been kind of intriguing to us. And so 3 years ago, we purchased that building and just tried to figure out, how can we make it good again? It was fire damaged. It hadn't been occupied for 40 years. The upstairs was a home for bats and rats, I think. And and we just decided to take the plunge and buy this old building.
Okay. So you bought the building and you said, uh-oh, now what, right?
Yeah, nothing was up to code. There was a Subway sandwich shop there, and that was occupiable. The city inspector said, you know, that one's okay. You know, it's got heat and a proper lighting, proper plumbing. But the rest of the building and the upstairs is not inhabitable for any rental space or anything. And mainly that was because the adjacent building had had a fire and there was so much structural damage to the Kibbe Building. And we looked at that and just said, okay, now what do we do? And started fishing for people with answers. And started with our Main Street director, Jenny Etter, to really help us get a grip on restoration projects and grants that are available and resources of people to talk to. And Jenny was a wealth of information. And we kind of hung our hat on that one little slot of a spot that we could have our shop in or find another person to have something in. And then you just cross your fingers and take 1 month at a time.
Sure, sure. So you actually started with the majority of your renovation was in the upper level.
And so what happened was then we were able to secure some funds to refurbish the second floor. And that's where we started fixing it up. We got that east wall fixed that had huge gaps between the roof and the wall. And so the upstairs is four apartments, loft-style apartments, upper-story housing, because there is a shortage of housing in Marshalltown.
Right.
And so that is, you know, those were started first, and now they were completed a year ago. So we've had tenants in the four apartments for a year. And while sometimes it seems like it's a really slow, painful process, other times it seems like it's gone really fast.
Yeah.
You could go through high school in the time that we've gotten the building restored.
Well, it's not a fast process, and you've done it well, and you've thought through it. And I know that the upper-level apartments you had, were you part of the Treasures Tour?
Yes,
okay.
We were.
Yeah, because we went through, and it's beautiful how you just kind of kept the history of the building. And
that's what's really cool, because the upstairs was doctor's offices in the 1900s, and it was a bank upper story bank office and a surgeon's office and a dentist office. And so we tried to keep the historic integrity of the upstairs, but yet then you want to make it functional for anyone that's comfortable living in our high-tech world. And our architect just did an outstanding job at that. I was very pleased how that turned out.
They're beautiful spaces. They're a little unique in themselves, but they're all really beautiful spaces. You did a nice job.
Yeah,
so
thanks.
It's full, right? You've got four apartments and everybody's, you're living, are you?
We may have one coming up
okay.
open
well,
pretty
so
soon.
So if anybody's listening and they might be interested, they can get in touch with Barb or Jeff. Wow, that first 8-minute segment went quite quickly. So we'll be back shortly for the next segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
CentralIowaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at CentralIowaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Starnes TV and Appliance in Grinnell has teamed up with News Talk 1230 KFJB to give away a 49-inch Samsung HD TV. Registering to win is easy. Just pick up a sportsbook at Starnes in Grinnell or any other sportsbook sponsor. With your smartphone, scan the QR code in the Sportsbook Center and fill out the FAST form. That's all there is to it. Sportsbook locations are listed on 1230KFJB.com. We'll announce the winner November 1st. Win a 49-inch Samsung HD TV from Starnes TV and Appliance and 1230KFJB.com.
Welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff is hosting.
Thanks, Kyle. So if you're just tuning in today for Experience Marshalltown, we have two guests with us, owners and developers of the Kibbe Building and the new beautiful breathtaking gallery garden. We've got Jeff Mitchell and Barb Hagstrand in. So we talked a little bit about the Kibbe Building, and I think now we're going to jump into the gallery garden. And I told them as we were waiting out there that I'm probably one of their biggest fans about promoting the gallery garden, because what a beautiful space that you've created here in our community, and you're sharing it with everybody in the community. And I just, it's a great thing to share with people coming to visit Marshalltown, because it's such a beautiful icon.
Yes, it really is. The architects did a great job. It turned out beautiful, you know, more than I imagined.
Yeah, but there's something specific about the project itself.
Yes, it's actually a stormwater management project with in partnership with the Economic Development Authorities of Iowa. They really like the location of it, and they are promoting stormwater management. And the reason why is the increased incidence of flooding and the severity of flooding, and there's a lot of reasoning behind that. There's a lot of tiling going on in farm fields and stuff, and in the cities there's just more and more concrete and asphalt. And so when we have a rain, what used to take 5 to 7 days for that water to slowly enter the earth and find its way to the rivers, now it's 24 hours. And that's why we are having such flash flooding issues and stuff. And so this stormwater management project actually incorporates all the technologies and all the best practices to what I call manage water. Literally, when it rains, it will delay the time that it takes the water to get to the river, or more preferable yet, it keeps it right on property, which is happening in Gallery Garden. And the water ultimately either evaporates up into the atmosphere, into clouds, or it slowly seeps back into the earth, into our water table. So no water leaves that property.
Or it's used for the plant material for irrigation.
Yes.
To water that wall.
Yes, yes.
And you've got to talk about this living wall, because every time I look at it, it's like the art is changing and evolving every time, because the plants are growing.
Yes, and I think they're going to be more spectacular yet next year as they become more mature. There's 6 or 7 different types of perennials. There's 1,000 plants on that wall.
1,000, I couldn't remember.
It's the closest thing to it is in Chicago. There's nothing like it in the state of Iowa. And there again, all the water off the Kibbe building goes into underground holding chambers. And then every morning at approximately 9 o'clock, the watering system comes on and the plants are automatically watered. And what's really neat is if you're there at the right time, 15, 20 minutes later, there'll be 30 or 40 monarch butterflies and I don't know how many bees come. I mean, it's just really something to see.
I know. What a great way to capture nature right there in that little corner lot.
It is. It is. And the other aspects of stormwater management is the majority of the walking surfaces utilize what we call permeable pavers, which allows the water to go through the pavers back into the earth. We have our fountain in the center, which is really an evaporation fountain. That the purpose of that, it takes the water off the roof of the Kibbe building and cycles it through the fountain, and it evaporates back into the atmosphere. We have a rain garden, which is a bioswell on the east and south sides of the upper level patio area, made of all Iowa plants. And so all the water runoff from the patio area then waters those plants. And the entire parking lot south of the Kibbe building takes water in 3 inlets that never used to exist. And it was frequently flooded. And in the wintertime, it was actually very treacherous because there'd be 6 inches of solid ice across that parking lot. That goes into a detention chamber 20 feet below the surface of the parking lot, so all that water is now captured and returns back into the earth. And kind of exciting to us is this week the solar panels are being installed.
Okay.
Starting yesterday.
Good.
So that's really the last step to complete the park. And what that does is captures the sun, turns the sunlight into electricity, and it powers all the underground pumps, it powers all the lighting systems of the park, and actually it powers part of the Kibbe building too. So it is a net zero property, which means it consumes no energy that is not totally renewable.
And Jeff, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is one of the first projects like this in the state of Iowa. Is that true?
Yes. The state really wanted it here because of the high visibility of it. They've had much smaller projects, maybe one-fifth this size, other locations in the state, but they were on rooftops of buildings and stuff, and the public didn't have access to it. And so this is really a kind of like a learning environment, and we encourage high school instructors, middle school, elementary teachers to bring their students here, because this is really the technology of tomorrow that is here today, that is really going to manage our water throughout the future. And I think Barb can tell you some really neat things that happened in that park that was totally unexpected to us.
Okay, that's exciting. What is it?
What is it? Well, first off, I wanted to address the art that we've put in the park, because you can't, I just couldn't let this canvas go to waste with all this beautiful plant material and structure. So we decided to incorporate some paintings into this park. That's why we're calling it the Gallery Garden. And we have a patio area that you're surrounded by four pieces of artwork from an original Marshalltown artist. And the replications, of course, of the original, but there's four there, and then there's three or four in a different part of the park, and then there's a sculpture that's of a fabricated steel butterfly that's above the green wall. So not only do you get your education of stormwater management, but when you come there, you just get this serenity feeling, a real calmness, because the art does that to you. It's just a beautiful thing to enjoy and study, and your mind just kind of gets lost. And if you're having stress from the day, you can go there, listen to the sounds of the fountain, and enjoy the beautiful art, enjoy the wildlife that comes in.
Yeah, it's such an amazing sense of place. I keep saying that about it, because it is its own unique place. And like you said, it's a great way to come and just relax and take a step back and take all of those elements in, so you don't have time to think about anything else. Okay, so that wraps up our second segment. We'll be back here just shortly to wrap up Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa. So meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Here's great news. Studies show that including lean pork in your diet can help you lose weight while maintaining more lean tissue.
Come on, you gotta be kidding me.
Including muscle. Eating lean pork helps you feel fuller, longer, and gives your body the high-quality protein it needs. Celebrate your leanness during October Pork Month. Find great pork recipes and cooking tips at porkbeinspired.com. Brought to you by the Marshall County Pork Producers.
Welcome back. It's our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Okay, we have a lot to cover in this last 8 minutes, so we want to get going. We got Barb Hagstrand and Jeff Mitchell on this morning, and we're learning more about the Kibbe Building and the Gallery Garden and the Stormwater Management Project, rain harvesting, and so forth. But I know Barb wants to say something quick, so Barb, I'm going to go ahead and let you take it away.
Well, if there is an interesting part to an old building, and that unfortunately it burned down, the Gallery Garden is the site of where an old 100-year-old building used to stand. But in 2012, there was an arson fire that took over that building, and it had to come down. But the interesting part with that building is that it used to be the studio for KFJB in 1950 for 30 years. And they were on the third floor. I don't know if it had an elevator or not, but I'm sure it was a very interesting building. And then there were many, many other, in 100 years, there were many other stores and vendors in that building, and it's a terrible loss to lose a beautiful building like that due to a stupid arson fire, but that did happen, and now it's the Gallery Garden, and we move on, and we're so appreciative that the community enjoys it, that they're surrounding it. They're coming. They're having breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. I mean, they're bringing their sacks and sitting down and enjoying the space and bringing their kids. And I guess what is just, I knew that people would do that. Jeff and I knew this was going to be a gathering spot, but really some fun surprises were, well, the butterflies. I didn't get that there'd be so many of those. But the other ones, that it's the senior pictures. It's the photographers from the town and surrounding towns that come and are taking the girls and the guys the senior pictures and leaning here and standing there and sitting here. And then all of a sudden, you know, the next day you'll look out and there'll be a extended limousine parked on 2nd Avenue, and there'll be a bride and groom getting out, and, you know, and there's the photographer and the light pad and everything, and, you know, you're just like, oh my gosh, people love this. I mean, we love it, but when you see that happening, you know, now you're making a memory in their life and something that's going to be in their photo album, and it really is impressive and, you know, overwhelming to me. I feel very lucky, too. To be a part of it.
Well, what's neat about that too is that you have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this project, and it's giving back to you, you know, all the hard work and labor that you put into it. So that's what I think is so neat, and everybody is out and enjoying it. I was over there the other day, and there's somebody must have had a cupcake with frosting, and then there was some frosting on, and I'm sure there's all those little things that happen. But those are, you know, people are making memories there.
Truly are. We, there's been a juggler at the park a few times. I just stand there and watch him. I mean, it's just, you know.
There's a dance studio that's just down about three buildings, and they're in between their lessons. They have breaks, so there's a handful of girls that'll come over, and one time they were just dancing in front of the green wall, practicing their routine, and another time they were studying at the tables with the umbrella up, and you know, they were like getting into it too. So that was our biggest hope, that people would feel proud of it. And then, you know, it's about community pride, and they're actually internalizing it. And citizens from Marshalltown are bringing their out-of-town guests, and people from other countries are coming here. We've already met several people from other countries that are friends of friends of friends, and those Marshalltown people wanted their friends to see this place. And one young man came with his mom, and, you know, he's 30-something, and he's from Denver, Colorado. And I said, well, you know, hey, we're right along with Denver, Colorado stuff. And he goes, no, you surpassed it. And
that's a nice compliment.
Cute.
And it's great. It's a great addition for Marshalltown. And as I said, I see it as an attraction. And October 29th, we have 30 tour planners coming to see Marshalltown. And we're having a little welcome reception there. And so I thank you for allowing us to be able to do that with those folks.
Well, that's another thing, is that we see the park as evolving as well. We'd love to have some musicians just want to come down and sit there and play the guitar or jam a little bit and feel free to enjoy it. We also see it as maybe it'll evolve to an outdoor seating restaurant. That would go along with our first floor renovation ideas. You know, that first floor can really be something cool, too.
Yeah, which we are really starting on right now. And so next spring you're going to see totally new storefronts on the Kibbe Building, and they're going to be original 1895 solid glass storefronts, which will make that building look all that much better.
So there's more to come. So stay tuned. There's more amazing things to come from Barb and Jeff and this beautiful project. Three projects. You know, maybe you'll just take over that whole block eventually.
Well, a fun little restaurant would be fun.
It would.
The Kibbe Building, where you can, you know, grab your glass of wine and then go sit on the patio, or have a wedding reception or a business Christmas party inside. You won't be going on the patio then, but.
Well, so I do have one quick question. Kyle's given me the 1 minute, and someone asked me the other day, what happens in the wintertime with the living wall?
They're, like I say, the closest living wall is in Chicago, and it does fine. There's one in Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
And it does fine, so we have a very positive outlook for next spring.
We just didn't know if the plants stayed, so the plants just stay.
Plants stay, okay. And they go dormant over the wintertime and come back to life in the spring.
Wow. Okay, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you very much for being on and sharing this beautiful space with us.
Sure.
Thank you.
That wraps up Experience Marshalltown.